So as the kids were leaving, a few of them said, Happy Valentine's Day. Well, Valentine's Day was on Friday. And again, as we think about Valentine's Day, everybody would say it's one of the biggest holidays, and for florists and candy shops, make lots of money, and probably their busiest work day of the year leading up to that. They're very busy and taking care of orders. And you know, I say this every year. I remember when I was in high school, and you know, they'd have all those flowers out front, and they'd call these girls down to get their flowers or their teddy bears and their candy. And I thought that was nice, but I just always worried about all the girls that didn't get anything. And I never, you know, sent anything to anyone in high school, but I just always kind of worried and was just kind of not real sure about going to school that day, because I just know that there were people that were disappointed and people that their hearts were broken that someone didn't send them anything. And then when I started teaching in the elementary school, I'm thinking, they do this in elementary school? I mean, all these, and especially in elementary school, if kids don't get something, everybody else did. Well, what? Why? Why did I get something? And then high and middle school, that's just a whole different level, right? I mean, there's all that stuff that comes there to the middle school. And think about all these things that we do at Valentine's Day. It's supposed to be about love, right? It's supposed to make people feel good about themselves and hopefully make them smile. But in some cases, it doesn't. If you don't get asked to go to the sweetheart dance, and you know, we had a middle school dance the other day. Now, I tell you what, if you've never chaperoned a middle school dance, you should just do it once and say live, right? You should probably chaperone a middle school dance once in your lifetime. Just to say you did. And people will say, how'd the dance go? It was a middle school dance. And so, you know, the Boosters put this on. Of course, I'm the president of the Boosters, and we just have a good time with the middle school kids. It's just really interesting that some of the kids dressed up, some of them didn't. It's right after school. We provide them with food. Now, you know, some people just stayed out in the hallway and ate food the whole time. That's funny. Lots of teachers still had some left over. But then you got some that were making an attempt to dance. And, you know, we had some that were upset. This little boy was crying and cried the whole time. And he said, she won't dance with me. And I said, who? Well, he didn't know her name. And he said, and I was trying to help him, right? Because I wanted him to be happy. It's Valentine's Day, right? I said, where is she? Oh, that girl over there? Well, there's like 100 over there. One girl. He cried the whole time. But this girl, he did not know her name. He really wasn't sure which one she was. But she wouldn't dance with him. And finally I said, hey, do you really see anybody dancing for real? I mean, really, there's not really any boys and girls dance. Because the middle school dance is much different. They have to run around and get some stuff playing tag, you know, that stuff. You know, they all want to go hide over in the corner. We've all done that, right? And eat pizza. We had a great time, though. The kids stayed after school. Had a great time, even though it was tough getting to school on Friday. And people start calling school at 7:30. You know, there's cars all over Gypsy Hill and everywhere else. And hey, they still having a Valentine dance today? Yeah, we are. So think about it. We really, some people just don't really get into Valentine's Day because it's sometimes just reminds them of things that make them sad, right? They've lost a loved one, they're not around again. But we're reminded of all these things. We see all these gifts and stuff. But this morning, I want to remind you, when we think about Valentine's Day, it's centered around love, and we're supposed to, and we think that giving people certain things will make them be loved or feel loved. But think about it, if they don't get that, what's that make them feel like? But here's the reality. Even if they don't get any of those things at Valentine's Day, and no one says Happy Valentine's Day to them, there's someone that loves them that always will. This forever love, this God that loves us, it's a promise that He'll love us forever, never leave us, and never forsake us. And God is love. It's where it all started from. And He sent His Son Jesus, and that lasts forever. So see this rose right here? I asked Bethany if I could have, I got her some roses, right? It's a good thing to do, right? And so I got her some roses, so I said, hey, can I take one of these for this morning? And she said, yeah. And so, I said, I don't need that bag, so I'm going to drop you. I don't want it to die. I want you to keep it in the water because I want to keep it. But the reality is this going to last forever? No. It's eventually going to die. And all these pillows and everything would just kind of look yucky. But I remember, you know, sometimes when you go back home and you have these kind of moments when you're going back through time, you have these memories. Well, at Mom and Dad's house, and which was, used to be my bedroom, it's like a little library. I have all these encyclopedias and dictionaries, and every once in a while I'll go there and just, you know, kind of have these memories to remind me of my childhood and my mom. I'll never forget, not too long ago, I was going through those encyclopedias, because I thought, no one really uses these anymore. I was showing Randy the encyclopedias. You want that in an encyclopedia? I thought a boutonniere. You guys ever do that? Like, you squish your boutonniere and you say it forever. It's like the boutonniere from my freshman year in high school with Roxanne Burge. It's all written on that little, and I think my mom did that. I'm thinking, why do we keep this stuff? And why do we do that? And yeah, it reminds us of things. And sometimes these memories cause us to cry, cause us to smile. But the reality is, this road's going to last forever. Yeah, we do all this, we spend all this money and buy all these things to show or hopefully help people understand we love them, but this thing's going to die. And now last night at the couple's dinner, I got this nice box of chocolate. Well, that's not going to last forever either, right? Because I'm going to eat that, and I might share it with somebody, but I'm going to eat all that, and all it's going to be left is the wrappers, right? So we think about all these things, and again, Valentine's Day, nothing against it. Have a good time. There are lots of things we do. We have dinners and dances and parties, and we have all these gifts and such. But when I think about Valentine's Day, if we all thought about that together, and as we look in Scripture this morning, that, gosh, these things that fade away and go away and don't last forever, what about just telling someone you love them? Because I think those things do last forever. You know, I share this all the time with people. You know, these memories that we have, and, you know, we have all these things, memorabilia, even antiques that remind us of things in our life. Like a boutonniere that's been squished together from 1980, right? And we have all these things that can remind us of things, but eventually they'll be lost, they'll fade away, they'll go away, they're not forever. And all these thoughts and stories and memories of the time that maybe at Valentine's Day someone just came up and said, hey, I just want to tell you, happy Valentine's Day, and we love you here. I mean, gosh. Those are things that go a long way. But you know as well as I know, and all my dealings with people, as a pastor in the school system, there are a lot of people who just need to know that. We have kids in our schools that are homeless. We do. We have kids in our schools that are being abused. We do. And they just need to know someone loves them. And I think about every day when I get up, God, take me where you want me to be and put me in the places that I need to be today. Because I want to go where you want me to go, or do what you want me to do, and be who you want me to be. And sometimes, just sharing love with other people and saying a kind word to them, man, or even just smiling, might go a long way in helping people feel that they are important. Because that's what's happening. People of all ages feel like they're not loved and no one cares, and everyone's given up on it, and they end up in all these bad situations that seem to get worse. But if we would share what we really know, we're here this morning, we're in church, we believe that God loves us, and we believe in what he did through his son Jesus, maybe we should tell everybody else, right? In Philippians chapter 2, this is some encouragement about our relationship with God and who Jesus is, but our relationship with other people. If we think about who Jesus was and what he came to do, yeah, he came to save the world, didn't he? He came to love and show compassion in our relationships with people. God wants us to do that same thing. It says here in Philippians chapter 2, verse 1, it says, therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, and these are all the things that we feel from God, and all the things that represent Jesus, so to speak. You know, we're united together today in God's house. We're united here in church together. We're comforted by his love, and we feel God's compassion and tenderness. Then this is what you should do. In verse 2 it says, then make my joy complete by being like-minded. See, we talked about this last week and a couple weeks ago. God's pleased with us when we do what he asks us to do. And here, if you've been blessed by God, he's loved you until you know that, you understand that, then it says, make this all complete and be like me. Love like I did, right? God's not asking us to get on a cross. But God sent his son Jesus to show love and be that example and to make my joy complete by being like-minded. So God said, you want to make me happy? Then do what I've asked you to do. Do what I've told you to do. But do what I've shown you to do through my son Jesus. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain or conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves. See, that's what love's really about. Putting other people ahead of you. That's what Jesus came here to do, right? He put everyone else above himself. That's what he came here for. He was doing what God called him to do. He was being obedient. He wanted to please God. But it wasn't about him. And it wasn't for him. It was for you and for all of us. That we might experience and know that love. So putting others first. And that's what love is all about. You don't need just one day, February 14th, to do that. Right? It's kind of like Mother's Day and Father's Day. I hope those aren't the only days that you tell your parents you love them and you're thankful. Hopefully those aren't the only days. Hopefully Valentine's Day isn't the only day you tell all the people in your life that you love them. Hopefully every day you tell God you love them, because he loves you every day, right? He doesn't wait when you're in trouble and you're sliding down Gypsy Hill, right? Or on Route 19 stuck in traffic thinking you're never going to get to school. And we're crying out to God. Well, God's there, and he'll help you, but God's always there. Do we thank him? Not looking to our own interests, but to each of you, to the interests of others. See this right here? This is in the interest of other people. This is to feed the hungry of our community, and that's really happening. And we know that there are homeless in our community, and there are people that are hungry, and we have kids in our school, we have kids right next door that are hungry, and really, when you boil it all boils down to us, like, man, I just don't feel like, I don't have any food, I don't have anywhere to live, does anyone even love me? But right here, when we do these things, that's in the interest of other people. I didn't get to go on Thursday, but we went to the mission. We do that once a month. That's in the interest of other people, going and serving others and showing God's love and not looking for your own interest, not looking for any gain for this. We don't need a bunch of stickers or awards or prizes. Now, I did want to share this morning that, you know, they had this contest, the best of Harrison County. I don't know if you're aware of that. There's actually an article in the paper about, there's actually an ad that was running in the paper for about a month, and it's a competition. They have all these different categories: the best barber, the best church, the best lawn care service, the best DJ. All these different categories, and yesterday there was an article in the paper that listed all these people. So anyway, I'm in school one day, and this guy said, "Hey, I voted for you," and I'm like, "Ooh, who am I running for? Oh no." Someone signed me up for mayor. What? I said, I'm not sure. Well, you're in the thing for best pastor in Harrison County. I'm like, I am. And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, I don't even know anything about that. And I didn't know anything about that. So some of these people made a big deal about it. I got this letter today. You're in the top three. Top three. And so they're having this big award ceremony next Sunday at the Robinson Grand. Now I didn't sign up for it. Okay, I didn't vote for myself. And you can go online and vote for yourself every day. So all these people sitting there voting for me, I'm thinking, okay, I voted for myself. And it gets you, you're in the top five, you're in the top four, so I'm in the top three. And they have this award ceremony, so I get this email. It says, congratulations, you're in the top three, and this award ceremony is next Sunday, and it says, click here to get your tickets. So I clicked to get my tickets, $15. You got to pay for your own tickets. So there were several at Lincoln Middle, Mrs. Howe, House Via, several people from Shinston are in this competition. So I asked this, Miss Howe, she asked me, she said, what do you think we win? Because she's in the top three. I said, I don't know, maybe they'll give you your $15 back. So, of course, I want to go just to see what it's like, right? To win the state, there's going to be some free food, and it's at the Robinson Grand. It's a nice place. But see, now, some people, in the interest of their own selves, might just sign themselves up. I don't know. I mean, some people feel that way, that they're the best. And we should do our best for God, right? But regardless of how that turns out, certainly we're all trying to do our best for God, not in our own interest, but in the interest of other people. And I always try to think of that myself. All the things that I'm involved in and I'm doing, is it for me, is it for other people? And that's what Jesus did, right? Everything he did was for us, nothing for himself. And this is really important this morning. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. And that's what I'm talking about, this whole idea of Valentine's Day and love. And these relationships that we have with people, are we loving people? Are we being kind to people? Are these relationships encouraging to people, right? And that's what people need, even at a young age. I mean, they need to be involved in something. That's the whole idea we try to really instill in our children, youth that come to the Lighthouse on Wednesdays and Sundays. And some of those kids come from rough situations, and in the hour and a half that we have, we want to know that we love them, this church loves them, God loves them. And try to build a relationship with them. It's not about screaming and yelling and telling them how dumb they are. And I'll never amount to anything. This is a loving and kind relationship that builds them up. And it says here, being in the mindset of Christ Jesus. So we've just read of all these things, how God is compassionate, loving, and tender. And we know that. And he says, just to make me happy, just share that. And that's Christ Jesus, who being in very nature of God, I mean, he was God's son, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. I mean, he wasn't coming here to gain any advantage. He was coming here for us. And he was, oh, I'm from God, I can do what I want. No, everything that Jesus did was because he loved us. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant and he made a human likeness. Jesus came here, didn't need to go to any award ceremonies at the Robinson Grand, right? He wasn't coming for any awards. Didn't really want to make a big deal about himself, right? He's kind of went in and out, didn't he? Did what he was supposed to do. He got moving. He helped people. He healed people. He got out of town and kept on moving in the interest of other people to go help them. And so Jesus, being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross. That was Jesus. That's why he came. And in our relationships with other people, he wants us to be loving and kind and put others first, just as Jesus did. It says, therefore, in verse 9, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name. So, you know, Jesus came to the earth to do what he was supposed to do, and God was pleased with him and told him that, and he was well pleased, and he exalted him to this highest place, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. That God sent Jesus that in this journey, his time here, of putting the interests of other people first and loving others and showing compassion, that people would realize who he was and why he came, all because of love. No boxes of chocolate, no stuffed animals, no roses that will eventually die. This love that would be for him. And God promises that we believe in him, accept that, that we'll be with him forever. That every knee should bow, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So if you read God's word today, we're reminded of this relationship that Jesus came to have with all people. He wanted everyone to have a relationship with him. And what that means is simply acknowledging and confessing that I believe who you are. I believe that you've come to love and to save the world. I believe you're God's son. I believe everything you've done. And I'm going to try to be like you. And the relationships that I have with people. And see, Jesus was trying to teach that to his disciples so that when he was gone, that these disciples would build those same relationships with people. Because I said over and over again, before we start talking about Jesus, and even reading his word or even praying together, needs need to be met. There are people that are hungry. And when people are hungry, they don't really want to hear anything about Jesus. And that's just when they're hungry, or when they have no place to stay. And I deal with this all the time as a pastor. And my thing that I have, when I meet needs and help people at the church, and I'm the pastor, so I help administer these things, and I always say, hey, we're here. I mean, God loves you, right? And so that's what we're to do. That's what Jesus came to. He fed the hungry, and he healed people, and he took them up on the hillside and told them how much he loved them. But did he even really even say that? Do we even need Valentine's Day? Yeah, probably. But gosh, we don't even need to say we love you because God, everything that God did and Jesus did showed he loved us. So as it talks about in these relationships, gosh, yeah, it's nice to tell people we love, but they should be able to tell. Just as you say you love Jesus, we're going to sing, oh, how I love Jesus. Well, you can say it as loud as you want, but God says, show me. Do you really love me? Are you putting the interest of other people ahead of your own? You loving people no matter what? And see, we can serve people and we can be Christ-like and we can have a smile on our face even if we don't feel good, right? We don't need a rose. We don't need a box of chocolate. And we're reminded this morning that, yeah, we have this holiday called Valentine's Day, but every day God loves us. And every day God wants us to reciprocate that love by sharing that with other people. Because there are people all around us just need to know that Jesus loves man. I heard this the other day. Someone here in our church sent me this little video. One of our little girls are singing this song. She learned in church. Oh, wow. Wow. And you know, I keep thinking about this song. And when I was in college, we did this program in the summer called Big College. And it brought middle school kids from all over the state to spend a week in college on Fairmont State's campus. And this theme song that we used every year with these kids, and these are kids that had the potential to go to college, but maybe weren't encouraged at home to do so. I spend my summers at Fairmont State going to love it. And that's how I really felt like God called me into teaching. I loved it. But we sang this song, Love in Any Language, Straight from the Heart. Love in any language, straight from the heart. Never can be broken. And so that was like, that was this theme song that we sang with these kids at the beginning. Everybody cried, of course. But love in any language, straight from the heart. Regardless of where you come from, where you are, that sometimes you just need to hear that God loves us, right? We know that God's love is never ending. It never gives up and it never runs out. That's God's love. So this morning, here we are, and gosh, we're so blessed this morning to have all this food here and all these kids in church and all of you in church this morning. And we keep thinking about, wow, all these things that are happening around us. And maybe, I hope that's in reading God's word this morning and thinking about Valentine's Day and thinking about all the people that maybe you just need to think about that one person that maybe, you don't need a rose. You don't need a stuffed animal, a big stuffed animal. You don't need that. Or a box of chocolate. You just need to call someone and say, I just wanted you to know I was thinking about it. Just wanted to tell you that God loves you, not you too. You ever thought about that? I mean, sometimes you just need to do that. But the world, there's a song too, that song says, what the world needs now is love, sweet love. Oh, we've always needed it. He was like, we're really in it now. What we need God's love. We need to know that God's love is never ending. It never fails, it never runs out, and it never gives up. And in God's word, we read that, and of all these things, the greatest of them all is love. Do you believe that this morning? God loves you. This church loves you. I certainly love you. We're glad you're here this morning. We love these scouts and the work that they do. But it all comes down to, do you really love Jesus this morning? Have you made that commitment to live for him and follow him? Not to be perfect, but to live for him and follow him all the days of your life. So I, every morning, ask God to just guide, lead, and direct me. God, I want to go where you want me to go. I want you to do what you want me to do. And I want to be who you want me to be. And here today, I thank God for all these opportunities to spend with all these awesome young people and these adults in the church and people that are struggling that need to know that God loves them. Do I have to tell them that? No. Do we have to tell them that? No. All these things that show our interest for other people. God loves us this morning. And we know there's a whole world out there that needs to know that. People are struggling with life. And children and young people that are struggling, you know, hey, things may not be so well at home, but there's a Father in heaven that loves you. No matter what. Father, we thank you this morning. And God, we're here this morning because we understand how much you do on us. And we believe this story to be true that you sent your son Jesus. We want to teach our children. We want to teach the children to be loving and kind, to do things for other people and not for themselves, to win a prize or an award. But it's all about you. And God, we think about love. You are love. You're the definition of love. You're the one that began all of it. God, may it all be about you, not about us. God, I'm thankful again for the ministries of this church and all the opportunities that are afforded to people just to be in your presence and the fellowship together, but more importantly, to experience and feel your love and share it with other people. God, we love you this morning. I pray. pray if there's anything on our hearts that we need to share. We need prayer this morning, wherever it might be, that we come. Whatever burns on our hearts, we surrender all that to you. God, we love you. And God, we thank you for loving us first. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.